Paul Ramel here in the studio. Well, of course, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we've been doing a number of interviews and with people that know the weather better than I do, and one of those is Aiden Bruns. Aiden is a former Canby High School graduate, and now in Aiden, or where are you?
I go to the University of Oklahoma in Norman.
In Norman, that's what it was, Norman, okay. Yeah, we visited with you last year, and yeah, we're trying to catch up to date with Aiden here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Aiden.
Yeah, well, weather's always been kind of in the back of my head, and eventually, come high school graduation, I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. Broadcast wasn't necessarily the immediate plan, but after getting involved with our school's student newscast at OU, that kind of became a lot bigger of a passion than just being behind the screen and forecasting weather. So I've been doing that for about 3 years now and anchor the weather during our newscast at least once a week. The new update from this year, I would say, is now I'm one of our co-chief meteorologists for our student newscast, so I get to help lead about 30 to 40 meteorology students learn how to broadcast and be in front of the green screen, which is always a learning curve when you've never done that before.
Yeah, that'd be tricky in front of the green screen. I hear it's tricky, huh? Is it easy to get used to?
It was easy for me right now. It just feels like I'm looking in the mirror, but it definitely is hard to learn how to point to some of the cities, all that fun stuff. So.
Okay. Let's just back up here a little bit, Aiden. What year did you graduate from Canby High School?
2022.
Okay. And I remember you were a track star, right? Did you go to?
I would say a little bit.
Okay. You went to state, though, in track, didn't you?
Yes, my junior and senior year.
Okay. What events were you in?
I did high jump all throughout and then went to state for that junior year. And then senior year, I went for the 4x2 and high jump again.
Okay. And did you do well down there?
My junior year, I got ninth in high jump. And then senior year, I got fifth. So.
Wow.
Not too bad.
Good. I guess not. What other activities were you involved in at Canby High School?
Did basketball all throughout. That one was one of my favorites for sure. And then I hopped between cross country and volleyball in the middle there, but was definitely involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, Cammy's got a new track now, you know, so they didn't have that when you were there, right?
They did not. I'm so jealous. But I've been back. I've ran there a few times since graduation, and I think it's amazing.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah, it's a great, great facility, isn't it?
So. Yes.
And your family around Canby?
Yes. My whole family is still in Canby. My dad is one of the track coaches. He helps coach high jump now, so he's still involved with that since he started with me. But my mom and my brother are still there, too.
Okay, good. All right, so what led you to the University of Oklahoma, then?
It's the number one school, if you ask me, for what I wanted to do. Best meteorology program in the country. They've got the National Weather Center, which is kind of the capital of all of the National Weather Services across the country. The Storm Prediction Center that issues all those categories of marginal, severe risks, all that stuff, that's in the building that I take classes in. So it's kind of the epicenter of all things meteorology, especially being in the pretty much center of Tornado Alley. I was like, that's where I want to be. And I didn't know that it was such a good broadcast school in journalism, and that kind of just fell into my lap, and I just got so lucky with that.
Okay. What are you, a junior now?
I'm technically a senior, but I'm in my junior level classes right now, so I've got one more year.
Okay, one more year. So what kind of classes or subjects do you need to take to be a meteorologist?
So much math. I could have a math minor by the time I'm done with my degree if I want a math class. So I would say every meteorologist is pretty much a mathematician, if you ask me, because it's a lot. But a lot of physics, too. It all comes together once you finally get into those core meteorology classes. This year, I've taken some cloud physics classes, thermodynamics, atmospheric chemistry.
Oh, gee.
Stuff like that. So it's very, very sciencey, and, you know, it just builds on top of each other. So come senior year, everything will hopefully come together and all of it will actually mean something and translate into forecasting and looking at weather.
Take us through a normal day for you then as a college student and meteorologist. Do you have a normal day?
It's a little different every day, but just like, I'll just do an example because I know what I'm doing today, but I'll have my cloud physics class, my dynamics class in the morning, get a little bit of a break in there before I go to a class for my health and exercise science minor, which is a total side gig there, but I'm just finishing up that minor this year, and then get one more little break, and then I go over to OU Nightly, which is the student newscast. I'm there from like 2 to 6, so it's a pretty long shift, but it's really fun. Start the day off forecasting and building a show, putting graphics together, and then our newscast is live from 4:30 to 5. And then after that, you know, a lot of times we'll do a long critique, and everyone gets to learn about what we did wrong, what we did right, so the next show is better. And then sometimes even after that, we'll do open studio sessions, so I get to help younger classmen or underclassmen come in and practice who aren't as familiar with the green screen, or news and sports kids get to learn how to read the teleprompter in the studio. So it's always a busy day, no matter what day of the week it is here.
It sounds like it. Wow. You sound like you put a full day in with school and kind of work then, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow. And you wanted to do this while you were in high school. Is that what got you interested in weather then?
It's always been a part of my family to an extent. My whole family were all weather lovers, I like to say. I remember growing up watching storms out the window or on the patio living out in the country and thinking that a storm developing was so cool. I never got to see a tornado when I was younger, but I remember a few amazing wall clouds, seeing some funnels spin up and almost touch, but it was just so cool, and I was like, I can study that, and like, it kind of just fell in my lap. I mean, it was a last minute, like, hey, I want to do that, and that's just where it took me.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. Hey, it's a lot of math. Just kind of walk me through that. Why is it a lot of math? What do you have to figure out? With technology today and computers, you think you just look at a computer and say, oh, here comes some clouds and you're going to have rain or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yep. It does seem kind of counterintuitive at the point with how much technology we've got. But in the beginning, I took 4 calculus classes before I really got to actually apply it to the weather, but a lot of differential equations, which sounds kind of scary, but now just comes like second nature to me at this point. But the weather models we use to forecast use all of the equations you learn in school.
Okay.
So we still forecast, but to actually do the calculations, it would take so long. So thank goodness we have weather models to do that for us. But it all kind of comes together and plays a role, and there's some crazy equations to explain certain phenomena in weather. So
right.
It's a lot.
So you're in front of the camera. Do you enjoy that part of it?
Oh, I love it. I think it's so different being someone who's in research or just behind computer screen forecasting at the National Weather Service versus being someone who's on TV and gets to explain it to people audibly. I really enjoy the communication side of it and getting to be creative, making my own weather graphics and explaining things in different ways that help other people understand. Mm-hmm. So it definitely was the right path for me, I think, after I figured out I liked it.
Good. Is there ways people can watch?
Oh, yeah. Our forecast always get posts on the OU Nightly social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. And then our newscast is live on Facebook and YouTube at 4:30 every day of the week, Monday through Friday, on YouTube and Facebook, yeah. But just look at OU Nightly and I'm sure it'll come up.
OU Nightly, is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, I'll check that out. Good. And it's a team effort, right?
Very big team, yep.
Okay. After school, are you looking for jobs, or how do you find a job around the country, or how does that work? You got to put a tape together of yourself and send them out to TV stations, or?
Yep, everyone builds a reel is what we call them, a weather reel for me. Otherwise, news and sports people do the same thing with their stories, but just compiling a great, basically a highlight reel for sports, basically, but of all your weather forecasts and your best clips and sending that out to people. The great thing about going to such a great school is we have recruiters come in, see us, and they help us find jobs a lot, which is amazing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of searching and just hoping for the right openings where you want to go.
Okay. Well, come up to Minnesota or back to your home area so everybody can watch you on TV, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be awesome if it was the right time.
In your circle, weather circles, is there a dream job that you'd want in the country, like Los Angeles, New York, national? Is there a dream job that the weather people, students talk about?
I think everyone's definitely got their own path. For our seniors right now, I've got a friend that's going to Amarillo, Texas, another friend that's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. So people always find something different that fits them. And as they always tell us, you know, it's better to be happy about where you're living and what your life's going to look like, not just what your job is going to be. So it's definitely different everywhere you go. And I definitely don't have that part nailed down yet myself either.
Okay. All right. We're visiting with Aiden Bruns, a Canby High School graduate, now at the University of Oklahoma, studying to be a meteorologist. And Aiden, I guess we better talk about weather here during Severe Weather Awareness Week. What can you tell our listeners, especially about tornadoes? On Thursday in Minnesota, anyway, they focus on tornadoes and stuff like that. And we have some drills. I think the sirens are going to go off on Thursday at 1:45 and 6:45. And you're in Tornado Alley. How's the weather been down there so far this spring?
It's been pretty active. We're in that transition phase between El Nino and La Nina, and that's when things sometimes really pick up. And we had some severe weather coverage, I believe, 2 weeks ago on like a Wednesday, and then on Good Friday, we did some severe weather coverage. I think there was about four or five tornadoes that touched down just north of Norman in the Oklahoma City area in the metro and stuff. Okay. So it's been a lot. We're looking at a lot of stuff coming up this weekend too. So
when people hear there's a tornado watch and there's a tornado warning or other watches and warnings, what does that, can you break that down for us? What does that mean, tornado watch?
Yeah. Pretty much whether it's a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch, anything like that, it always tells you that the conditions are favorable. I always like to say it's like building a cake. You need all the ingredients, and if you're missing something, your cake's probably not going to turn out how you want it to. So the weather's kind of the same way. If you don't have all the ingredients to have a tornado develop or a severe thunderstorm, it's not going to happen. So when there's a watch, that means you have all the ingredients, and it's definitely possible. The warning comes when it's actually there and it's knocking on your doorstep, and there's either a tornado on the ground or it's radar indicated, and that's your take shelter moment and the action step of the watch. The watch is be prepared and the warning is go.
Take action. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, Aiden, you know, I think we're going to make this a yearly thing, visiting with you during Severe Weather Awareness Week, and follow your career. And, you know, it's good to do something, or especially work, something that you love to do. And it sounds like you're really enjoying what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. I couldn't have chosen a better path for myself.
Okay. You know, you're in school, you're working. What some of your hobbies? What do you do in free time?
I'm a fitness lover. I've just finished my fifth half marathon about a week ago, so I definitely running after school. That's something I spend a lot of time with.
Were you in cross country in Canby?
I was for about 3 years. I think eighth grade through sophomore year were
okay.
My cross. Yeah, and you know, I lost the passion, and it came right back after. I was like, I need to feel like an athlete again. So started training and just kept up.
A bit, so. Oh, awesome. Did I ever give you a player at a game t-shirt?
Maybe once.
Maybe yeah. Once. I think I did. I just remember that. So, all right. Yeah, you're a good athlete, and it's fun following your career there, Aiden. So, hey, thanks a lot for taking the time and visiting with us. I appreciate it today. And
yes, of course.
And, yeah, we'll do it again next year, okay?
Sounds Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's Aiden Bruns from the University of Oklahoma, studying to be a meteorologist. And we'll have more interviews during Severe Weather Awareness Week at this time tomorrow on Q92.